It's just a little bit after 4 o'clock here on Katie and Kate, and you are tuned to Everything Under the Sun, a half-hour news segment with the staff of the Sober Sun, in this case me, Will Grandbois, and folks that we think you ought to know about in the community. Today I have with me in the studio Olivia Savard of Light of the Moon Publishing.
Hi.
Clark Heckert, author of, remind me of the title?
Sudden Storm.
Sudden Storm. And DJ Hill, author of many works of poetry, and most recently...
Homespun Mercies.
All of these folks are involved in a event this that pretty much about an hour from now, hour and a half, over at the Carbondale Branch Library. It's inaugural, and by the way, first annual, not a thing, just ask any journalist, inaugural Lit Fest, an attempt to sort of celebrate all of the folks in this community who are putting out books, which seems to be quite a few. This is just a small sampling of the folks you'll see there and the books you'll see there. And it doesn't hurt that we have folks helping out with publishing in this neck of the woods to help bring... Well, both of these folks are yours, right?
Yes.
They both published through you. So then we have the full spectrum. So let's start with Olivia. How long have you guys... We did a story on you back in June. How long have you guys been functioning?
I believe we started in May is when we began. My mom, Elisa Ohnmacht, she started doing the book publishing with self-published authors long before, so from multiple years before we started. And then she and I sat down and talked together, and she couldn't do edits or marketing, but I had a friend who could do edits, and I do marketing, and we created a little business.
That's very cool. So... what is it's when Megan was talking to you, I understand you kind of fall in between the big publisher and the self-publishing world. How do you find that balance?
So what we have found are there is the self-publishing route where people do everything on their own, or there's a more time-consuming and much more expensive route of trying to get a big publishing house or agent to sign you. And the big difference is self-publishing gives you all of the rights, whereas going with an agent or a publishing house, they take your rights. So the book basically becomes theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do, we're sort of middle of the ground where we are helping self-publishing authors get their edits, layout and design and marketing, but we don't own any of the rights and everything is theirs. So when they sell a book, all of the, we don't take any royalties. Everything goes to them.
So it's what a one-time fee to kind of to cover the, mm-hmm. the cost of publishing. Okay. And then how do folks like these, do they come to you? Are you doing a lot of marketing or do you, how are folks finding out about you?
We focus a lot with social media marketing. And then word of mouth has been really big between the article and other authors that are just bringing people in. A couple minutes ago, I was just meeting with an author who went to a book fair and brought three new names of people who are ready to be published.
Great.
Who were interested. So word of mouth, more small town.
Well, sure. We are a small town indeed. And so how did Clark you end up deciding to publish with these guys? How did you, I mean, you've been working on this book for
30 years.
A few decades.
Yeah, well, first of all, I wrote the book in 88, 89, 90. And then I went looking for a publisher. And it's a long, expensive process, and it was frustrating. And at the same time, we had four little kids. And life took over eventually. And 30 years went by, and we moved to this area. And through word of mouth, especially from Charlotte Graham, a local author, she recommended that we look into Light of the Moon for assistance. And what I really needed was just to get it done. You know, just.
Well, I have to say there's something to be added by the distance from, because your book is set in that chunk of that time. And now it has this whole realm of nostalgia to it that I'm sure it didn't, you know, when the Soviet Union still existed.
Yeah, it's got a lot of things. For one thing, the theme of the Russians messing with our weather is, you know, so
potentially
current
timely
right now. And, when you finish, I know you're halfway through the book, mm-hmm. but when you're finished, you're not sure it didn't happen, because mm-hmm. I don't leave any evidence that, you know, it didn't. So, and also, you'll also find that there's ample room for a sequel. So,
oh, that's always helpful. And just for folks who haven't heard of your or of your book, it's a thriller kind of.
It's action adventure. Some people refer to it as tech lit because I tend to come a little bit from the technical aspects. It's about the Russians controlling our weather to hide what they're doing in the Ukraine to feed mm-hmm. their people. And it's got an ex-Navy SEAL and a retired admiral mm-hmm. and some local residents in the Marble Redstone area.
And some scenes at Sardi Field, Lead King Loop, areas like that.
Oh, yes. That people all those things that I, back in the 88, 89, 90, I was just getting to know the area, you know, and the marble quarry was closed and full of frozen water. And mm-hmm. and I was just so impressed with the area. I just really wanted the setting to be here. And then 30 years later, we moved permanently and sold back east. And the people in this area and the writer's circle and all really helped me make it. So it's kind of full circle.
That's great. And it's interesting. I did a kind of a column to accompany this story that Megan did on these wonderful writers, talking about sort of the importance of it's nice to recognize your own area. Maybe not even literally, but just something that is close to your own experience. When it seems like every movie and TV show takes place in L.A. or New York, and every book is set in a big urban place, or else, you know, if it's set in the West, it's set in the Old West. You know, nothing interesting happens in the New West if you're listening to pop culture. So it's really cool to see that sort of get brought in. So DJ, you're not necessarily on the fiction page exactly. Tell us about your poetry.
I would love to. We're kind of in the same boat. One of the poems I wrote that's included in this collection, my first collection of poetry and visual art, I wrote in 1997. So I've been working on this for years, became very diligent and committed about 4 years ago of really trying to examine some life issues and emotions that perhaps I think we all have things that we tuck away and we don't want to talk about them. And so I started trying to get at those 4 years ago. And I had a wonderful poet by the name of Kathleen Jesmy who said, keep trying to find a way in. And so I kept getting closer to speaking my truth, which it took a while, but I'm really excited about it. And I think what makes this book different is I haven't seen a lot of poetry books that also contain visual art. So all the art I created, the collages I made, both at Anderson Ranch and in Santa Fe with Holly Roberts. So it was really fun to see it come together.
Yeah, and you're right. It seems like kids' poetry has a tendency to, you know, Shel Silverstein has a lot of illustrations, but you don't pick up T.S. Eliot and get his own, you know, visual arts as well. So that's a cool combination. What do you think it brings to the experience?
For me, as I said, I worked so hard to get at some things that were personal or challenging. There's a great quote that says the deeply personal is always universal. Mm-hmm. And so I kept trying to move toward that. And somehow for me, collage and visual art, it was just kind of a no-brainer. So perhaps people that aren't exactly poetry lovers look at the collages and they say, oh, yes, I see what she's getting at, or they take it a totally different direction. I think that art does that for people. So
and just in case people are recognizing your name from other things, you want to share a few of the other involvements you have locally?
Oh, I have a gallery on Main Street called DJs on Main, which we support local artists in the Valley. I'm also a strong supporter of the Creative District. I have done some poetry readings with Luke Nessler on KDNK mm-hmm. and with Gavin. And we also, this summer, we're my husband and I were doing a program called The Poets Register. And because of our schedules, it got too tight. But after the first of the year, we're going to go back and do that. And the other thing I'm excited about with this book is we'll be doing an audiobook in January. So this book will be, you know, made available to, for people to listen to as well.
And are you narrating? Or
I am narrating, very cool. Narrating it, yeah. And we'll actually have music by, perhaps you know him, John Hatanaka.
I'm not sure I do, but I better get around to that. Clark, you referenced earlier the Writers Club. What can you tell me about that? I am a different kind of writer, so I'm not a member of that club.
Well, my involvement there goes back a little over a year. We had moved here, and Pam's writing a book. This is my wife. Who's standing in the background, not in front of a microphone, but it was her birthday. It was October 9th. And to please her, I thought I would join her at the writer's circle. And, you know, you have to bring something that you're going to actually read. So I blew the dust off of Sudden Storm, and I pulled out the first chapter, and I read it. So it was my first attempt at audio. And that became, you know, the next month, a part of a commitment. And the next thing you know, we were bound and determined we were going to finish. So by the time we had sold the house in May, we were finishing up the last proofing. And I must have read the book another 10 times before it finally was approved.
Uh-huh.
And Pam read it backwards.
Just to make sure it was coherent?
We got help from... what's that?
Just to make sure it was coherent in both directions, or
it's not that. It's oh man, if you're familiar with the text and if you're familiar with this particular work, you get so involved in what's going on, you forget to notice that, you know, there's commas missing or there's a grammatical error here or there. Or you've got a homonym instead of the real word you're looking for, and I mean, there are a lot of things like that in a 370-page book. It was an effort to get it out. But it was way worth it. I was so happy. And I'm trying to think. Kayla
Henley.
Henley, yeah. She did the final editing, and she became a great supporter halfway through the book. I mean, right about where you are now.
Uh-huh.
She said, "This is really good. You got to publish it." So,
it was
great having that support.
Great. And I'll have to try the backwards thing when I'm proofing our own paper. That's not a bad idea.
Well, she did it chapter at a time, not each sentence backwards.
Well, I might have to do that.
If you get really familiar with your own work, you'll find that it's very difficult to focus on the technical parts and not the story.
Yeah, sure. So as far as both having Light of the Moon and the Writers Club, do you find, and this could go out to any of you, I mean, is having a community around writing, does that help the process?
It made it happen. It did.
You don't think this book would have been published without?
Well, it went 30 years without.
That's true. DJ?
I totally agree. I had a group of writers, fellow authors, the Poet Squad, and they held my feet to the fire. I mean, I could say, oh, I'll get to it whenever. No, that writing group was coming up, and you had to have it edited, and you had to have it ready to read in front of everyone. So they really made it possible for us to move ahead with what we want to do.
Great. So, Olivia, I'm curious, are you expecting to keep the same rate of people coming to you? Or do you feel like you're addressing a backlog of need in the community, and then it'll kind of plateau?
That's a difficult question. When we started, we were pretty unsure of what the volume would look like. And we've been very happily surprised to realize that there are a lot of people who are looking to publish, whether it's poetry or nonfiction or fiction, family stories. We just sent something off to the printer. It's getting approved by the author right now, but it's all their family, her family stories of living up in Aspen in the early years. And I think that having this company here, it's allowing people who have been working on their written work to have an option that doesn't say, here, you do all the work. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they get to write and we'll take care of all of the more technical things. So I don't know if I can answer that question, whether it's going to be, you know, if we could get a waiting list, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
But
Olivia, you have to tell Will the whole story. See, this is the catch with her. You come in the door and you want to publish one book. And then she says, do you want just one ISBN number?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you want to buy 10? And then I'm going, there are other books I want to write. So
yes,
make sure they're all in order so that you can catch those down the road.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, Bowker will give you a discount if you buy more than one, but they come in packages of 1, 10, and 100. So,
wow.
Yeah, but I went to DJ and I was like, are you thinking of writing other things? And she said, oh, yeah. And so we did that, which is because she published, you published with us, but you printed with Grand Farnham.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the local printing company. Mm-hmm. Whereas Clark, his ISBN number came in the package of CreateSpace, what was CreateSpace. Now it's Kindle Direct Publishing. But
okay.
That's through Amazon. So it depends on if you're doing the print on demand or the mm-hmm. the hard copy
right.
publishing.
You guys aren't physically publishing the book. You're doing all the prep work.
Yes.
You don't have a big press somewhere
no.
in Carbondale I don't know about. Okay. Well, there's
no, working
a, there's
midnight.
An opportunity out for someone. And have you managed to sell anybody on 100 of them yet?
No.
Okay.
No, not quite yet. I'm working on it. My sales pitch is
I feel like you need
growing.
To be Stephen King or something to... to fill all
yes.
of that.
Yes, we do have an author right now. He's in a meeting. He'll actually be at the Lit Fest tonight,
okay.
Dwayne Ziegler, and he's meeting with Kayla, our editor, right now over at the office. But he has many children's books that he's working on, which is really fun. So you guys will see him tonight.
Excellent. I should let people who are just maybe tuning in know that this is KD&K, commercial-free since 1983. Underwriting on KD&K is an effective way to market your business. Reach your friends and neighbors in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond with KD&K's reasonable underwriting packages. Email Greg at kdnk.org. You are tuned to Everything Under the Sun with the Sober Sun and currently a whole bunch of people involved in the Lit Fest tonight. What time does that start again?
5:30.
So in about an hour here, over at the Carbondale Branch Library. Since we've sort of talked about how the community has grown and how it supports itself, what do you think this Lit Fest will bring for local authors like yourself? Whoever.
You know, every time I first of all, self-publishing has the follow-in of self-promoting. So I've... Mm-hmm. been promoting this book ever since July when it was published. Wherever I go, I always carry, you know, business cards and copies of the book and that sort of thing. And I would expect on a night like this, we're going to have prospective readers that would come in, and I don't expect a lot of them, but there'll be some interest. I have business cards, trifolds, and that sort of thing to pass out to have the synopsis of the book, because nobody else is... doing any promoting work on this. It's just me, and I do fairly well one-on-one with a person, and that's why I was anxious to do this audio interview, because I've had really good luck just talking to people and meeting them in the valley. And one of my favorite things to do is just go up and fish in Beaver Lake and run into people that are usually from Denver or the, you know, Front Range or mm-hmm. something like that, and just start talking about, oh, and by the way, you know, oh, that's that sign on my antique truck over there. Yeah, I am the author. And, I don't know. You know, I sell a few books here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best advertisement I've been able to come up with. So mm-hmm. I expect tonight maybe, you know, 3 or 4 people might buy a book. It could happen.
That seems like a reasonable hope.
Yeah.
And we made it 20 minutes into this interview without your truck coming up. So that was I know that's one of your favorite
oh, absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
And we'll hopefully we'll have you on here one of these days to talk ham radio.
I'd love to do that. Really. As a suggestion, we have Field Day in June. It's the last weekend in June. And that's a public event where we're up on Missouri Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And we operate in a contest, which is more of a demonstration of what ham radio can do. It's open to the public, so yeah.
All right. Well,
sometime
look,
in
for
the spring.
Look for a story in the Sober Sun sometime in early June. DJ, any hopes for this event tonight?
I think Lacey at Carbondale Library did a great job. She picked out someone from every genre.
Mm-hmm.
So it's well represented. It's well rounded, I think, tonight. So I'm excited to meet people that are coming to see you and the other authors. I think that mix will be great. And she planned it between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So there's a little holiday
gift options
mm-hmm. there. I think it's going to be fun. And I think we'll have a good turnout.
Have you had a chance to meet each other much? You two, I don't think, had met before mm-hmm. this. So is there anything to be said for that sort of connection?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's great to run into other authors that are going through the same experience and swap yarns on just, you know, how we're doing it and what. You're always, in my case, I'm trying to promote this into a bestseller, but I need a vector somewhere. Where, you know, like Oprah or somebody has read the book and really likes it, because I can only do so much one-on-one.
That makes sense. If anyone knows Oprah and wants to let her know about this event, it's an hour from now over at the Carbondale Library. So, let's see. Anything else any of you would like to share?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay. Well, I should let folks know that there is more in the paper than this one story. We try to do that, keep things a little varied. Got a great story from Justin Patrick this week about worker shortage. If anyone wants to call in and tell us about that, you're welcome to 963-2976. We got about 5 minutes left. But Justin went around, talked to some business owners, and sort of came to the conclusion that there's a lot of help needed, and maybe that has something to do with housing. On the subject of housing, we've got 115 potential units going in just north of West Main Street, along with the New City Market, but separate developments there. One big lot, or one big unit, five lots. The lowest one, the south end there, slated for and approved by trustees. A real mix of housing from these little studios on stilts they keep. They seemed pretty pleased with to more traditional or kind of urban feeling three stories with commercial on the bottom and two stories of residential on top. And they went in with they're pretty in code requirement. So the trustees didn't have a lot to talk about, especially since nobody showed up to comment on it. But there are still some processes to go on that, but you might see construction on that in the not so distant future. Brenda Patch Tournament is this weekend over at the high school. That's in honor of a former Ram basketball player who died in a car accident back in the 80s, I believe. And it's an opportunity to see pretty much all your athletes, that your favorite Ram athletes there as they compete in basketball, because there's a lot of overlap. You'll see most of the soccer team back on the basketball court. You'll see most of the girls volleyball team there, and also teams from all over the Western Slope competing. That starts actually, I believe, tonight with varsity games Friday and Saturday for the Rams. So lots to consider, and that's not even counting stuff that already happened. We covered the Youth Water Summit. We had Amy Haddon-March catch up with the folks from Crystal River Meats, who are having a bit of a challenge these days. And coming down not far from now, we'll talk about this next week, is Light Up Carbondale and First Friday. And DJ, are you having an opening?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Artists will be there.
Awesome. Anything else you guys want to share about coming up in the next few weeks?
We don't have anything physical going on in the next few weeks, but for the bring in 2019, we do have a special going on, which is 19% off of our publishing packages.
Okay. So, and how do the people find Light of the Moon if they're looking for it?
We're on Facebook. We are also on Instagram. We're also on Twitter. But you can also just go to the website, www.lightofthemooninc.com.
And if folks can't make it tonight to the Lit Fest, what's the best way for them to find either of your books?
They can go to my website, djhill-writer.com. And the book is available on my website. So, yeah.
My book is on Amazon. And it's in, the local stores. And I could list those, I guess. Book Train. And in Redstone, it's the General Store, the Art Center, Tiffany's. There's the Marble Art. I'm in Marble and The Hub had a couple of copies. I don't know how much they're open.
Yeah, and probably not this time of year.
What's in Aspen? Well, it's in Explore Books.
So you've really, you've covered it.
And I'll also say that for anybody who is looking for easy links, if you do go to our website, there's an authors tab. You can scroll through, find the author's picture, bio, and a button that'll bring them to the easiest place to buy their book, whether it's Amazon, the website, anything like that. DJ's not quite up yet.
Okay.
But that's my project next week.
Okay.
But you could find Clark there very easily.
That could happen pretty soon. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Everything Under the Sun. Thank you all for joining me today and for putting this, just creating this cool community of writers. And I'll see you over at the library in an hour.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you.